USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats on Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But many believe that a large relief bill is still needed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds to housing, to healthcare workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines, everyone is, but they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president who's left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the president's team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred during the impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Idaho Army National Guard is investigating a deadly helicopter crash. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Three Idaho Army National Guard personnel were killed after their Black Hawk helicopter crashed south of Lucky Pearl near Boise, Idaho, shortly after 8 p.m. local time Tuesday. Colonel Christopher Burt, the Idaho Army National Guard State Aviation Officer, said officials last contacted the craft about 15 minutes before it went down. 4 hours after the crash, the helicopter's emergency transmitter locator device was found along with the crash site. Weather at the time was snowy in a mountainous region. Another Idaho National Guard helicopter crashed during training on November 6, 2014 at Goen Field in Boise, Idaho. All three personnel aboard Tuesday's crash were pilots with the Idaho Army National Guard participating in a routine training flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A coalition of human rights groups is calling for a boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games set to be held in Beijing. 180 groups have issued an open letter calling for nations to boycott the games so that the Chinese regime wouldn't be emboldened to continue what they called appalling rights abuses and crackdowns against dissent. The same coalition had previously gone to the International Olympic Committee to try and get the games moved out of China, but says they're now appealing directly to world governments because of the IOC's inaction. The 2022 Winter Olympics are scheduled to open 1 year from Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.